narrow house. And as Joseph's wife, Rahab, now begins the work of preparing for this coming famine, that if God does not solve, the people of God will be destroyed. Genesis 42, this is where the story of Joseph is really, really finished. The famine has begun to set in. Nations of the world begin to stir, and the nations of the world begin to recognize that Egypt has food, so they go to Egypt and get food. Jacob's, Joseph's father, and the one who thinks that Joseph is dead, Jacob discovers that Egypt has food, and he sends his brothers down to go get some food. And listen, this is not how we islanders complain about this on a song that has a long drive. Look at how far this is. This is days and weeks of going to Egypt and get some food. This is not go to close store and get some milk, but this is a long journey that takes weeks, if not months, to do. And they turn out to go get some food for their family. And when they arrive, their brother Joseph recognizes exactly who he is now. And for all of the things that you love about Joseph, this is where he's not so nice. This is where he becomes rather human in a very dark way. And we'll talk about some of these things as we go through. He firmly questions his brothers. You're spies. No, I'm not spies. We're just hungry men. He said, you're my daddy, get some food. I'm spies. No, I think you're spies. I think you're here to do the con and find out where the weak points are in our kingdom so that you might attack and destroy our people. This is who you are. Joseph accuses his brothers of. And they are back, hungry, you know, we're just guys hungry, looking for some bread. Just give us some bread, we'll be on our way. And Joseph kind of plays games with them because now he can. He's second in command in Pharaoh's whole world. There's parts of our reading of the scriptures that actually undermine our ability to hear what's going on here. Because you can be this like, what's God doing all this stuff? No, this has nothing to do with God. This is just Joseph being a man who's angry at his brothers. And we read sometimes that are like, I don't understand what God said. This is not at all something that God wanted for good. This is a guy who's been betrayed by his brothers and now has the capacity to leverage revenge from a position of power. And this is what we see happening in this moment of the story. Joseph developed a deceitful plan. And for those of you that Joseph is like your hero, this is why it's dangerous to make ordinary men and women your heroes. Because you come across like, I was not deceitful. No, the scriptures say it was deceitful. And anything that's deceitful is not helpful. You're trying to work about your own agenda in this moment. You're trying to leverage things that you want to bring about, not what God is trying to do. You are in these moments. There's this conversation that unfolds between Joseph and his brothers, and Joseph goes right for the jugular and he asks them, once he discovers that you have another younger brother, which he knows is named Benjamin, go and bring your younger brother back next time you're here. And they know that that's going to be a problem for their father. Joseph leverages this on purpose for all kinds of reasons. Joseph, when they do return finally, has to throw them what has to be the most bizarre party feast of all time. And you're not going to get for who they're dealing with. Joseph throws in the party that they brought. Benjamin back. Let's celebrate my brothers, but you don't know your brother. They'll have a great time. And then they'll send them on their way, but send them on their way with, again, very dark motivations where he puts money in their backpacks, puts a silver cup in Benjamin's backpack, and have a great trip! Meanwhile, I'll see you in a few hours, and as they leave, Joseph sends his guards to go capture them, bring them back, opens up all of the pouches, and did you steal money from us? No. Well, explain it out of money by here. Explain it out of the silver cup by here. There's these, you can make a story like, oh, God shipped me. No, God's not shipped me. This is Joseph being evil towards his brothers in these moments. They're going to arrest Benjamin and hold him hostage, and Judah begins to speak, one of the older brothers of Joseph. Now, I'm going to argue about it here. This is the moment where Joseph's heart actually right now, this is what's going on. It's not like Joseph, like, yeah, I'm full of the slavery, so that God can send us to, but he is unaware of this till right now. For 2 years in the family, he was honest as his father, you are coming, and if you don't bring dad and the rest of the family down to Egypt, you will all die. Go get dad, bring him down, we'll look after you, it'll be great. Please don't do this. I know it was you, but God really wasn't you, because God's been in the midst of all of this time, bringing about his plan and agenda. There's a phrase where Joseph says, God sent me ahead of you to preserve for your remnant of earth and save your lives by a great deliverance. Joseph is in this moment post-Judas confession, where Joseph then begins to connect the dots through why and what all of his life has been to this moment. They arrive back at him. Your house is completely shaken. And he could break us down to live in Egypt. And as they go, I don't know what they say to you, but they finally get into Jacob and leave, and he goes. And on the way down, and God says, Jacob, I am the God of your father Abram tonight. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt and hold this part, for I will make you into a great nation there. This is a crucial part. They don't become great until they're living in Egypt. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will bring you back out again. And your son Joseph, your favorite son Joseph, he will be the one that will close your eyes in death. They arrive in Egypt. Joseph's like, this is my family, Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's like, this is awesome. You guys are going to be the chief herdsmen of all of Egypt. This is what they did. So,